Welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Tuesday, September 8, 2020. Precious metal prices eased Tuesday on mild profit-taking and a firmer dollar. U.S. stocks plunged, led by technology shares, following their worst sell-off in more than 5 months last week. And in the news, according to the World Gold Council, the combination of high uncertainty, easy monetary policy, low interest rates, positive price momentum, the depreciation of the U.S. dollar, and fears of higher inflation fueled record flows of 734 tons into gold-backed ETFs in the first half of the year and gold's price appreciation, reports Kitco. Purchasing gold today is not only a great way to maintain purchasing power over time, but there's a great potential to preserve wealth. Murphy's Law is the Fed's law, and everything is wrong, according to Jeff Snyder at Real Clear Markets. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong, said Murphy. Money printing always leads to inflation, yet the reckless money printing of the Fed and other modern central banks have never led to any. Why? Because they perverted Murphy's Law into a new version. The Fed's law is now this. Monetary policy will never go wrong, so everything else will. As it has, and it is. After weeks of cautioning that the spectacular run-up in stocks has likely to hit a snag, a dramatic tech stock sell-off is now shaking Wall Street. The tech-heavy Nasdaq plunged 5% last week. Shares of Apple and Tesla plummeted 8 and 9%. Bespoke Investment Group noted that some of the worst-hit stocks had been, quote, the most aggressively valued and biggest gainers so far for the year. And with tech looking like a very crowded trade, a rotation into other sectors is likely a good thing. And lastly, the recovering economy will get better if Trump is reelected, reports the Washington Examiner. Over 1.7 million business applications have been filed, and some 1 million seek to open a business that will hire workers. Thanks to Trump's pro-growth reforms, the economy was firing on all cylinders before the COVID-19 pandemic. We had low unemployment, the stock market was reaching new highs, and wages were growing. Between July 25th and August 15th, new unemployment claims dropped by nearly a third. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Till next time, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.